It's the Plan B After Show podcast with Brock and Hunter. It's not better, just more.
All right, here we go. Podcast time. The Plan B After Show podcast. Brock, Hunter, what's up?
Yes. What's up?
Of course, as always, your Plan B After Show podcast brought to you by Gilson Cycle.
Gilson.
1492 Pipestone Road in Benton Harbor. You need your motorcycle worked up right. We'll take it to Gilson, man. Big or small, big or small bike or big or small problem. Gilson Cycle has you covered. We'll hear a word from them a little bit later on, but let's get right to it. It's time for facts and opinions. Fact number one, opinion number one. In 1942, Manitoba, Canada tried to promote the sale of war bonds by staging a fake Nazi invasion of Winnipeg.
Stage that, huh?
Not the smartest idea. You get a little trouble for that. The Nazis are in Winnipeg, Auden.
Okay. What do you do it? How do you do it? Do you do it over?
Over the radio, I'm guessing.
Probably. That's what I'm guessing, too.
A game of
Morse code.
Nazis. Yeah. Anyway. Yeah, not smart. Same thing that happened when they did that, when they did the reading of the War of the Worlds, that big thing. And everyone was freaking out because they thought aliens were actually taking over the, over like this town in England or something. It was crazy.
You know what's crazy? Think about that could never happen again.
No.
It will never happen again because information is passed around too quickly and now there's video.
Yeah.
It's impossible.
Yeah. This guy's a phony. Fact number two, opinion number two. This is a crazy fact. Cleopatra lived closer to the debut of the iPhone than the building of the Great Pyramid. The pyramid was finished in 2540 BC. Cleopatra was born 2,471 years later in 69 BC. And the iPhone debuted in 2007, just 2,076 years after her birth.
Wow.
Dude, that's fucking crazy.
Well, here's the thing, man. It's like people just waste time every single day, and you only get what? We'll say an average 80 years. We'll just say 85. You get 85 out of the, dude, 13.6 billion that this planet's been around. Like, well, if you look at it in that perspective, like you start cleaning stuff up around you. You're like, oh, my God.
Yeah.
I am wasting time.
See, I hate that you brought this up because I've been having a lot of, like thinking about death days. And I guess, you know, and with my religious beliefs, I hope that there's something. You know, you pray that there is, you know, whatever. We can get into that conversation a different day. But really, I don't know if I'm scared of death because you kind of have to accept the fact that, you know, you're not going to know. Either there is an afterlife and you're going to get it, whether good or bad, or there's nothing and you're not going to know, which is kind of scary because we know. But also, too, I just hope I get a long run at it. Like, I'm more scared of, like, it being cut short. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm. So, yeah, I heard something, one thing on, like, a podcast or something. How he explained it was, well, there is one thing that we do know. And the one thing that we do know is that we don't know.
Yeah.
So, chalk that up, ladies and gentlemen. And here's another thing. We'll never fucking know.
No.
So, you can waste a lot of your time. And I'm not saying waste a lot of your time because I'm not saying religion is good, bad, whatever. But just even it out a little bit. Some people waste so much time on worrying about what's going to happen after they die.
Mm-hmm.
A question that we all know that will never be answered. So why are you wasting your time so much? Like really, really evaluate and appreciate your time right now, what you have here. So,
yeah.
And I mean, dude, weeks go by like fucking seconds as you get older. It gets worse.
Yeah. Well, like, I was thinking about that. Yeah, we're both 35, basically. You're 35. I'm 34. Think about it. If I'm lucky, I'll get to 90. All right, but that's less than 60 years.
Right, dude. And you can tell. I can tell with my dad too. He's more active than ever.
Yeah.
And you know, he's more religious than he's ever been.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, I know he's thinking about it, that you know, it's turning in his brain, but it's weird. It's like once you get older and older and older, like the more you realize, like, holy shit, it goes by quick.
You get your twilight years, man. That's scary as fuck. All right, I don't want to talk about this anymore. I'm starting to freak out, man.
You're dead.
I'm having an existential crisis or something like that? Jesus. Anyway, let's move on to something stupid. The words highbrow and lowbrow come from phrenology, which is an old pseudoscience that measured people's intelligence by the shape of their head. People with higher brow lines were considered more intelligent. I got a caveman forehead. I do. I got a big brow.
You got a cave.
I do. I got a cave. I got a short, stocky forehead, and then I got this big brow. So I'm very caveman-esque.
Yeah. What, you look like a Neanderthal, huh?
Unga bunga.
Unga bunga Brock over here. I got a Larry Bird head or something, dude. I got a tall forehead. I got a five head, if you will.
That's so brutal. You're obviously a handsome fella, but whenever you just calling someone a five head is like, oh God, man, come on.
We had a buddy in high school who was playing. He played receiver, and he had like the receding hairline, so we called him the wide receiver.
Oh my God, that's terrible. Oh, God.
He got pissed. He was pissed.
Oh, it's man.
Pretty funny. It's pretty damn funny,
it's
though.
It's funny, though. So, yeah.
You know, the high brows, though, you know, is every chick nowadays smart? Dude, what's up with the chick's eyebrows nowadays?
Oh, God. They always want to look surprised.
Surprised. It's like the old church.
Yeah.
Go to church, everybody's wide-eyed.
Did you just get shocking news? Oh, no, that's just your eyebrows? Okay, gotcha.
Mm-hmm. Or how about, it's either the really highbrow or it's the ones that are like, they're really black and thick.
Yeah.
And then like they make them real square, like, in, you know, by your nose.
Yeah. You look like an anime character. It's ridiculous.
It's like, Jesus, how thick are you painting? What up, fucking Eugene Levy? Chill out on your brows a little bit.
This summer's hottest look is Eugene Levy.
It's maybe some caterpillars up there, man. And the worst thing is like,
girls
like ladies,
just
we know
fake mustaches to their eyebrows.
Ah, pretty much. You know, dude, we know you're painting them on. You don't have to. Dude, there's some of them now, like the trend, the where it's going now, it's getting a little out of hand.
Look like the old, what is that, Willy Woolly or whatever it was, that Woolly Willy or whatever.
Yeah, you look like fucking Anthony Davis on the Lakers.
Scrape a layer off, ladies. All right, let's move on. Fact number four, opinion number four. Just like there are earthquakes here on Earth, there are moonquakes on the moon, sunquakes on the sun, and Marsquakes on Mars. Dude, space is fucking terrifying. I don't even want to get into it.
Imagine being on the moon, which is terrifying enough, and then all of a sudden...
Yeah. Well, now, and think about this. Think about an earthquake on the moon that's so big that it, like, breaks a chunk off and throws off our entire, like, lunar cycle, dude.
Telling you guys, everybody's all scared about what's happening right here on the ground, dude. Something out there could happen, and just immediately.
It did. Sucks.
It's weird to think about.
Again, once we go back to the death thing, I don't want to do it.
And you're dead.
And we're all dead. But again, though, you know my stance on that. If I'm going to die, everyone's got to go out with me. So
everybody's coming with
me. I hope I hit like 90 and then God comes down like, all right, we're wrapping it up. I'll be like, yes. Yes, everyone else is coming.
Yes.
I got FOMO when I die. Fact number five, opinion number five. We'll wrap it out with this. The first Super Bowl was carried on both CBS and NBC because of their TV contracts. No other Super Bowl has been on more than one network.
Wow.
And you know, there's only like one known full tape of the Super Bowl.
Oh, yeah.
Of the first Super Bowl. The first Super Bowl. Some guy found it in like his attic, like his grandma or grandpa like recorded it. And it's like the only known full copy of the Super Bowl because the networks didn't save any tapes. They're like, it's not going to be anything. Whatever.
Come on.
Yep.
Dude, another reason. Chalk another one up for the morons back in the day.
That is. The fact that they didn't like, well, maybe we should save like one copy, you know? Thank God. And I don't know, like, too, like, I think I read somewhere, too, like, the NFL's like trying to take it from this guy and not pay him for it.
Well, they offered him like, dude, something like 30
low ball.
G's or
Yeah.
I was like, dude, that tape is worth a lot of money.
You're the NFL. Give him like $1 million. I know that may seem crazy, but. Fuck you guys, all right? It's your screw-up. This is a piece of history. You could at least... You got the money to pay the guy.
Yeah. I agree with you on that one. I think $1 million is a fair price.
Absolutely. Dude, I'd love to be able to see a full... Like, because no one's seen it. Like, no one has seen it in forever.
Because the guy doesn't want to put it up digitally.
Yeah.
Like, because if he does that, then boom, then... You know,
I mean, could he get sued? It's his, you know. But also, I guess the NFL does have that, like, written consent of the NFL bullshit, you know. So.
Did they back then on the first one, though? Because they didn't even want to fucking tape it. So.
Yeah.
I'm sure they didn't do other things, too.
I don't know, man. But that's crazy. So, anyway. Good stuff.
Wait, hey, real quick, I was going to ask you a question on that. So CBS, NBC, Fox, so the Super Bowl changes every year? Changes networks? Or does a network have to pay, or they bid for it? What? How does that work? Do you know?
I think they've had like extended contracts, like they sign like multi-year deals. I think CBS has been the one that's had it for a long time.
Yeah. Huh. It's interesting. Yeah. Because I like the way that Fox broadcasts. I think it's Fox, right?
I do too. Yeah. Yeah. It doesn't really matter to me because it's all kind of the same. But you know, these people are paying big money.
Whatever one Tony Romo's on,
yeah,
that's the one I vote
for. Put him on it. I like it. All right, there you go. Well, that'll wrap it up for us here. That's your facts and opinions. Some good facts today, Hunter.
Man,
I like them.
Not bad. Not bad.
We'll be back next after show podcast with more facts and opinions. And of course, as always, it's brought to you by Gilson Cycle. Here's a word from our sponsor now.
You ain't coming.
I can't. Come on. What's the matter? Your old lady won't let you?
Yeah, what's the matter? Your mama said you can't?
My bike quit. All right? It's my bike. My bike! My bike!
What's the matter with you? Oh,
just a nightmare, woman. Go back to sleep.
Don't let a broken bike blow your chance to ride.
Gilson Cycle eliminates nightmares with quick service turnaround on most motorcycles. See Larry Gilson at Gilson Cycle, Napier and Pipestone, Benton Harbor.